Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back for, this is a Cal-only episode from Dallas, Texas. And yes, don't worry. Eric will be back. But once in a while, I get you all to myself on my podcast series here. Wow, let me tell you what. If you have not already gone to CalBanyan.com, you want to do it right now, because on CalBanyan.com, I've got all of these 500 plus hypnosis training videos for you. Each and every single one has a video of some nugget or two or three that's going to make you a better hypnotist or improve your practice from a business point of view. All right, so I'm about to do a series of three or four videos all by myself, and the main theme is going to be, and then I'm going to give you a nugget, incredible nugget, is it's time to get ready to go to the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. If you haven't already made the commitment, let me nudge you over the edge there so that you can prepare to do that. Why? Because some of the greatest hypnosis training in the world happens there. You're going to meet hypno celebs like Celeste Hackett, like Erica Flint, like Brenda Titus. These people have been on this show, and you get to say, hey, Cal, what's happening? And I'm really happy to talk to all of you. I love it when I'm at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, and viewers of the podcast come up and say, hey, Cal, I feel like I know you, and all that kind of stuff. And then we sit around, we talk about hypnosis and see if I can just talk to you and let you know that, gosh, together we can raise the profession, and that's what it's all really about. So before I get into our nugget for today, which is going to be, what if one hypnosis script could handle virtually every behavioral change issue that comes into your office? Interesting. So let's see here. Before I get started, whenever you're watching this video, it could be 2018, 2028, 38, 48, 58, who knows? My latest information is on CalBanyan.com. My latest training information. If you're watching it now, right now, as it just comes out, I want to make sure you know that July 9th through the 20th, with the weekend off in between, I have my National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to get this video out in time for you to make arrangements to be in that class. That'll be here in Dallas. Dallas is a suburb. It's called Plano, Texas. And then also, if you need a little more time to get ready to come down, I want to suggest you come to my October 1st through the 12th class here in Plano, Texas, live with me. And what we're going to do is have the weekend off so you can just, relax, because, you're going to work really hard in these classes. You eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis for the 10 days of the class. All right, here. So, but the convention, one more time, August 10th, 11th, 12th of 2018. I want to see you there. All right, let me get into my nugget. Oh, in case you don't know who I am, Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan, I am the developer of the well-known five-path system. I am the developer of seven-path self-hypnosis, the very first mind-body-spirit approach. It's the very first self-hypnosis program that I'm aware of anywhere in the world that works at an insight level. And when we have insights, we can have permanent change. All right, what else do you want to know about me? That's enough. Oh, have you heard of the 8-word induction? Mine. Have you heard of the 5-path induction? Mine. Go ahead and Google them. I have the 8wordinduction.com. I have the 5pathinduction.com with all that kind of information on it. All right, so what if one hypnosis script could handle it all? Now, let me tell you, one of the smartest things I ever did once I started teaching, I wanted to be able to support my hypnotists in a fabulous way. And to this date, we have the very best hypnosis graduate school support system in the world. Nobody even approaches the support that we give our grads. And we took that attitude from day one. We knew that our success comes from your success as a graduate, being a great hypnotist. And so one of the smartest things I ever did is I set up a support group, online support group, where anyone could ask questions, give feedback, share experiences, and that kind of thing. And now, you probably know, FiPath is constructed of some of the most powerful processes available to the hypnotist. We've got depth testing, we've got rapid induction, we've got age regression, age progression, forgiveness work, parts work, all integrated into a system that gives you reliable results. We're very proud of that. And so we created some of the very best equipped hypnotists in the world. Now, every session of FiPath is wrapped up with direct suggestion for what they came in for, because we need to make sure that they are focused on the change that they want and that we're getting those suggestions in. So here we had these graduates who were out there being able to do age regression, depth testing, instant rapid inductions, parts work, forgiveness work, all this kind of stuff. And I'm watching the support group. I watch the messages, see who's what's asking for what. And very early on, I found out that even though they had the most powerful tools, sometimes they would be lacking in confidence in what they should do in the direct suggestion part of the process. Now, the direct suggestion part is where you just directly give them suggestions for what they came in for, you know. And so I thought to myself, okay, Cal, this is a pretty smart thing you did, come up with FiPath. You know, your students are so well equipped to go out there and work with just about anything that could walk into their office, just about any issue. If you were really, really smart, you'd come up with one universal script that could be used for just about anything, any kind of behavioral change. You know, they would stop biting their nails, stop smoking, stop drinking, moderate drinking, you know, anything that is a behavioral change. Being more confident, doing their homework, all these different things that people come in to see us about. And so what I did is I gave my subconscious mind homework. You should try it. It works really good, but you got to be persistent. Because I told my subconscious mind, I said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to come up with a script that works for virtually everything. And then, of course, your subconscious mind, whenever you come up with a really great idea like that and you want it to do something, its very first response is, yeah, right. You know, it's when you want to do something that's above and beyond, the first reaction of the subconscious mind is, yeah, right. Then you have to say, no, I'm serious about this. I'm going to give you like a week to work on this, and I want you to come up with a script that could be like a universal script that works for just about everything. And that was like Thursday. So I went up by Thursday. And Thursday came around and nothing had popped up yet. And so I had a talk with myself. I said, okay, look, I know that like the most brilliant part of me is really that subconscious mind. I want you to get to work on really focusing in on giving me a script that would work for just about everything. And I'll give you a couple more days. And then I don't know what I was doing. I might have been raking leaves or washing dishes or playing with the dog or, you know, something. And all of a sudden, bam, it pops into my mind. And it came to me. It came to me, the universal script. Now, the universal script works on the principle of, it's like, if some of the techniques that I teach and develop work better than some others, it's because I work with how the mind works anyway. I have a strong background in psychology. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, master's degree in psychology. I'm all but dissertation for a PhD in clinical psychology. I've got a good psychological background in how the mind works. And so, bam, it popped into my head. Ah, there's some universal ways of thinking. And one of the things is, when we make a change in our life, it's like coming to the fork in the road of your life. Okay. And that's acceptable, that's believable, that's self-evident, it's how we think. And then we also have another way of thinking. There's a low road and there's a high road. The low road's easy to take, but it doesn't take us to where we want to go. Now, it might take some effort to take the high road, but that's what it takes to get what you want. So I wrote up a hypnosis script that is built on this high road, low road concept. And then What is that poem that became a movie, A Christmas Carol? And, you know, the Ebenezer Scrooge, he gets taken into like Christmas past and Christmas future. And then he's got to make a decision if he's going to be this, you know, cratchety old guy or if he's going to be a happy guy. And so some of that concept is in there too. Because what I'm going to do, and I'm going to give you the script. So I need to talk you through the script. I'm going to give you the script. I'm going to give you a video that talks you through the script. So I just want to give you some background here. So what's going to happen is you hypnotize someone, take them to somnambulism, convince them that they're in hypnosis, use a covert test for somnambulism. Okay, this is the standard operating procedure for all five pathers everywhere. And then what we're going to do is we're going to say, in a moment, count from one to five. When I get to five, you're going to be at the fork in the road of your life. One, two, three, four, five. There you are, a fork in the road of your life. The road on the left is a downward road. It's the low road. Easy to take that road, but the problem is it doesn't take you where you want to go. It takes you to, and I name all the problems that they've told me about with continuing to do whatever they came in for. Now, the road on the right is a high road. It takes a little bit of effort to take the high road, but it's the road to success and happiness and fulfillment. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them to three different places on the low road. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have them get in touch with the pain and frustration of continuing in the old way. And I'm going to associate that pain with the old behavior. I'm going to associate that pain and frustration with any objects or substances associated with that behavior. You know, the cigarette smoker would be cigarettes, the drinker would be drinking, and so on. Alcohol, bottles of alcohol, people that they drink with. And then on the right side, so I'm going to take them three places down the low road, then I'm going to bring them back to the fork in the road and say, what a relief. Because none of that has happened yet, and it doesn't have to. But inside of you is the connection between what all that means to you. And now I'm going to count from one to three, and I take them to three different places on the high road where we begin to let them pre-vivify. Okay, you might have heard the word revivify, which is associated with age regression. Okay, where you take people into the past and they relive events. I'm going to have them pre-live events of success, creating a mental expectation of happiness and success and fulfillment. So that's what it is. And I'm going to tell you exactly where to go to get that script and more information about how to do that script, because I don't want this to go on and on and on. Go to calbanion.com/universal script. Universal script, one word. Again, let's put it right there, okay? calbanion.com/, that's just the regular slash, universal script, okay? calbanion.com/universal script. calbanion.com/universal script. Go there, and I've got another video about this. I've also got the script for you, and I also want to invite you to once again to come to the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. On Friday at 4 p.m., what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through that script with you live, and I'm going to be able to answer your questions. How do you use the script with this? How do you use it with that? Well, what if this happens? And so I'm going to be able to answer all your questions. But in the meantime, you can go to calbanion.com/universal script and have something that you can use. But I also want you to get the depth of it by coming to the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. So many great people are going to be there. You're going to make so many wonderful connections. All right, I think that's it. Let's do great things together. This is Cal Banyan, signing off. All right, commercial. Five, four, three, two, one. Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here on calbanion.com, and I want to invite you to watch my newest video. What if one hypnosis script could do it all? What if one hypnosis script could do it all? That's what I'm going to talk about So many times people go, oh, do you have a script for this? Do you have a script for that? And I've developed a script for you that I want to tell you about that works for just about any kind of behavioral change that you could think of. So I want you to calbanion.com, click on the big red arrow, and you can go to all of my videos. While you're there, you want to sign up so that I can send you all the videos, a link to all the videos I got right at present. At 2018, I got over 500 videos there. And so I want to invite you to get all of them. All right, that's it. Come on by calbanion.com. Let's do great things together. Over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.